Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Bill.
I was afraid you weren't going to start it. Today is June 1st, 2011, Wednesday. Episode
361.
361, y'all. Is that a primary number?
We're pretty.
We don't do the math. I think it is. I think it is a primary number. You can't be divided by 3. You can't be divided by 2. I think it's a primary number, y'all. If it isn't, let us know.
Do you mean a prime?
Prime number. I'm getting that confused with my primary colors.
Optimus Prime.
Again, we're pretty.
We're real pretty, y'all. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. We appreciate you guys listening. In this show, we're going to talk about probably nothing. That's really important, but that's what the show's about, right?
All the time.
Oh. Somebody's ringing.
Is that Robin? Adam?
You're fucking it up.
What's going on, y'all? It's been like 3 minutes since we recorded.
The second bottle of wine.
Yes.
Which, that is special.
Yeah, it really smells like feet.
I think it's very Florida.
I think this would be considered hooch.
Hooch. What's that song? Hooch. What was that song? Remember that song?
Yeah.
It's something the hooch. Who drank the hooch?
The hooch.
Yeah. It's like a summer song. Yeah.
You're the only one.
You got the hooch.
Yeah, that's it.
Baby.
Yeah, anyway.
That was a 90s song, right?
Or something.
Hooch.
Yeah, so this is like what? 100% grapefruit wine?
I think it is.
But it smells kind of like dirty feet, and it tastes like grapefruit juice with alcohol. And
I think that needs some Sprite or
needs like some orange juice,
orange limeade stuff,
or some Sprite and some vodka.
Right.
361 is not a prime number. It's actually the square root of 19, or 19 is no. The square root of 361 is 19.
You're a fucking dork.
No, he looked it up on Wikipedia. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, I did. And then I double checked it on my calculator.
What are we talking about, y'all, today?
Today we're talking about Memorial Day. We should go there. I didn't do anything. Did I do anything?
That was Monday.
Yeah.
Was that? Oh.
That was your beach day.
Oh, yeah, it was. I thought that was Sunday.
What did we,
I got confused.
We did laundry.
I was supposed to do laundry that day.
No, we went to Sidetrack that morning, and then we
yes.
That was a
barbecue.
Lot of
fun.
No. The barbecue.
The barbecue. Was there a lot of
that
people
was a
there?
A lot of fun, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was
a lot
it free?
People. Yeah, and they had free food. It was free hot dog with poppy seed buns, like you should in Chicago, and pulled pork barbecue.
I have not had a Chicago dog yet. I think it's gross.
I can do without some of the stuff on it.
Like the tomatoes and lettuce.
But I did do it once. Like, we had hot dogs, and he got them at the Chubby Wiener.
I want to go there. I want to go to the Wiener Circle, too. I heard that's a good place. But I like my hot dogs with chili, cheese, mustard and ketchup, relish, jalapenos.
I like my hot dogs two ways. Traditionally, I want my hot dog with just mustard and onion.
Mm-hmm.
But at a ballpark, nacho cheese.
That is good. Nacho cheese. Well, it's really not.
Kind of cheese does not belong to you. Nacho cheese. Hold on, Nebraska.
Good I love
one.
It.
Good one, James.
Oh.
Let me guess. They invented nacho cheese in Nebraska.
No.
They invented the can that it goes in.
Probably.
They invented the can opener that you open the can.
No, we just use our teeth.
They invented the steel that they make the can opener with.
No, we did the labels.
So, yes, we went to that lasted a while. We could have kept drinking.
Mm-hmm. Was that free drinks too?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
And it's also sidetracked.
They did the nuts to butts and it was $40 to get in, but it was like unlimited beer.
No, and that booze
that would
there
be okay.
was so damn expensive.
The Metro was expensive too.
But I guess
they were pouring heavy.
And nuts to butts. Last year, a bottle of water cost $5.
I got a bottle of water because I was cute.
They got
them
down
the bartender
to
$3. Told me.
Yeah, they had.
I saw that in $4 Coronas and $4. $6 something.
I don't know. It was expensive.
Vodka mix.
Yeah.
And then what did we do? Oh, we went home and took a nap, did some stuff. He edited a show. And then we went back to the host hotel after everyone's the majority of people had already left Bear Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's kind of a tradition that all the people who stay until Tuesday bring all of their extra alcohol and snacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically chilled in half the ballroom with all this free booze and food and people that were just left over just chatting and drinking.
Yeah. We made some really good friends in D.C. that we're probably going to go visit.
I had a little more. I had more fun. Not more fun, but the most fun was that last night.
I want to know why. Is that me?
Not me.
That's you.
I thought I turned
it off. What do you want to know?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just ugly or I smell funny or something.
What are you going on about now?
No one this weekend paid any attention to me. And I don't appreciate it.
Okay, this is what you need to learn.
Actually, that's a lie because when I was at the Metro, I made out with like 14 people. But
okay. Well, let's have a little counseling session with Bill.
Okay. Do I need to cry, Shaw?
No,
because here's
because
your problem.
You're gonna be judged.
do they know the cry shawl?
Yeah, we told. Yeah. Okay.
You're going about it all wrong. Mm-hmm. The key to these events is like saying fuck everyone. If you want to talk to someone, you go talk to them. You don't have to have an ulterior motive.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to want to get in everyone's pants, even if you kind of want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just more about...
But I want people to come get in my pants.
But the thing is, though, is not...
I don't want
to
work for it.
There are a lot of shy people that come to these events because it should be easier to meet people, but it still takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is you just got to talk to them. You know, be you. Talk about your podcast. Lord knows you like your own show, as... Was that what Kevin says?
Josh.
Or Josh?
Love your show.
Love your show. Well, really,
he repeated that like 14 times to each person on Friday.
I am sure. So now you just need to talk to people, be yourself, and draw them into you. Give them Are you giving them a reason to talk to you? Or are you scowling in the corner?
I smile
because no one's talking to you.
I smile and I flirt.
You shouldn't smile.
Don't smile.
You should not smile.
Look like a mean ass.
Not with those teeth.
What's Lauren saying?
What?
Oh, just take your pants off.
That works too.
I took my shirt off, but then I did get a lot of attention when that happened.
What's your bitching about? Next year, shirts off the entire time.
And it was some
time.
Local guys, too. So that was nice.
So next year, we're buying you a harness so that at the Leather Mart, you're fitting in.
I don't think I could wear one of those.
I did see that you had a new, that you had some condoms in your kitchen.
Those are for Lauren. I picked them up at the Mart, and I told her that she could have some. And some of them are banana flavored. And she said, ew, gross.
Disgusting.
But it's for bananas on bananas.
So that was Memorial Day.
Banana phone.
And then work was painful on Tuesday, let me tell you.
So Melinda, she asked...
you're the one that wanted to stay until one.
She wants to know what we think about white jeans and periods. And I have no problem with white jeans because I have a pair of...
You mean Kool-Aid stains?
I have a pair of size 52 white jeans on right now.
And you wear your periods all the time.
I have a pair of 52-inch... white jeans on, but I actually wear a 64. So imagine what that looks like.
I have a question. I have a question more for Melinda.
Uh-huh.
Melinda, do you use a tampon?
In your white jeans?
A sponge or the Diva Cup?
Yeah, have you heard about these?
The Diva
Cup. I've heard the Diva Cup. It drips in it or something.
It's like it's a latexy plastic cup that you sit in. I'm just always so curious. My lesbians use it. They love it. But...
Still use the sponge?
I think people do.
I don't think that's for periods, though. That's for having
no it. That's different. There is a sponge that sucks it all up, and then you pull it out and wring it out in the sink.
Lord,
is that like the sponge that you get out of the sea?
I don't.
It's SpongeBob and a cooch. You should see the packaging for
it. Since I don't have a period, I'm not quite sure.
Lauren doesn't have one either, so.
Really?
Let's get the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Because if she had one, she said I probably wouldn't be living here because I'd be buried in the basement.
Mm. But no, the Diva Cup. Y'all should look it up. And Melinda.
Motherfucker.
I want you. Is Melinda straight?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because my lesbian, she's weird anyway. But I want to know. I want you to get a Diva Cup and try it out. And I want you to tell me how you tell when it's full, if you can feel yourself schlossing around from the inside. And just how it kind of went.
Because it's a period, is just not blood. It's like chunky. Like there's a piece of skin and stuff in it. Like the inside of the uterus.
So it's like a hearty Campbell soup?
So it's like clotted blood with chunks of blood in it.
Huh.
And can't you actually
We be recording this over at the ice cream place with
I know, right?
Yumi,
yeah.
With Bill,
which
Lauren
they had
and
a Groupon the other day.
Aww.
We got to have our period talk. Our monthly period talk over.
And then
the
my other question is, can you actually see the egg when it comes out?
Ew.
It doesn't have a yolk and stuff?
Lord, the background
does it have
ready
like
to
the
pass
little
out.
Bloody part that, you know, sometimes you open up the egg and it has like the little bloody vein in it? Does it have that when it comes out?
Stop it.
I'm just wondering how that would look on your white jeans.
Melinda, we would like a detailed
email,
actually,
or you can call.
Screw it. Call
206-984-3685.
We need visuals.
Yeah. No, I don't want a visual. I don't need that. Oh, I wonder if they have a picture of the Diva Cup.
I'm sure we can find it. That'll be our
album art.
The Diva Cup.
Diva.
I know when my lesbian first told me about it, I was like, excuse me,
it
what?
Disgusting.
Excuse me? Yeah.
You buy my Whole Foods?
They last a long time. Supposedly they're super green because you can keep using it.
Ew! I don't understand. No.
Well, there's a picture right there of how it fits.
Right here?
Yeah, and apparently you can still have sex with it in. It feels you can still do everything with it in. I meant like the little diagram.
It's so big. What is it?
Are those?
Ew!
Are those?
Ew!
Wait, what is that?
I don't know what that
the
is.
The Beautiful Surfex Project?
.com.
What the hell?
Ew! 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 It's gross! Oh, that's so nasty. Look! Ah! It's a train wreck. I gotta keep going. Oh my god, it looks like a maraschino cherry.
Is this a whole month of a cervix?
I think so. Ew.
Oh, is that a tampon?
What is that?
That's a tampon. Is that a tampon? No, that's
not a tampon.
What is that?
Ew.
That's like
1 minute in morning of feeling pressure and crampy like yesterday morning, otherwise normal. Slightly fishy vaginal odor.
Okay, everyone, you need to go to the
beautifulcervix.com and check that out. It's an age 25 entire cycle. Oh, that's an IUD. That's what that is. Birth control. Is that the yolk? I like how the Diva Cup comes up with brownies.
Discourse of a divine diva.
I personally want to know where it goes.
There's a picture of it.
Right,
there. Three over.
Top row, third row.
Here.
Yes.
It goes on your vagina.
How do you take it out?
With your fingers.
You reach in up in there.
Yeah.
It's not like a ripcord, like the tampon idea.
God, that's disgusting.
my lesbian said that it goes far enough in that you can actually, you can have sex, mess around with it in and not disturb it.
Ooh. That is so
actually,
some guys are into that.
Yeah. There was a girl that I used to work with that would literally say, oh, I love it when my boyfriend rides the red wave.
The red tide. The crimson tide. That's when your hormones are going fucking
crazy. No, she
crazy.
Said it was her best sex is when she has sex on her period.
Hey, when the river runs red, take the dirt road.
So I want to thank Melinda Stearns for giving me nightmares tonight, because all I'm going to see is whatever that was. And it was bleeding. Like, it showed up bleeding. And it, did you see the white popped. Skin shit off of it? That comes out too. You girls are gross.
If it wasn't for us boys,
there would be no sin in this world. According to the Bible.
Fucking eat that apple.
Yeah, bitch.
Wait, you want to eat that apple? You just
No, I don't want to eat that. That was a cherry.
That was a maraschino cherry.
It totally looked like a maraschino cherry. And then it looked like it was a maraschino cherry covered in wax or semen or something. I don't know. You guys go check out that website, because I literally puked a little bit.
Check it out.
Thou Monkeys sponsor.
And that was Vag Talk with Lala Lauren.
Right. Snurble on Twitter.
Ooh, Snurble.
Wants to talk about the dangers of shaving your balls.
Oh my God.
Because he said he almost bled to death this morning.
So I had an ex who, you know how people sometimes shave each other's balls as part of like a sexual routine?
No.
Someone asked if we wanted to do it. We were together for 9 years, and if we ever did that. And I was like, no, I never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to? And he goes, oh, fuck no. Because he had an ex shave his balls and got nicked and said that it was one of those experiences that will never happen again.
Well, first of all, Snurble, you really shouldn't do this in the morning. You should probably do it late in the evening when your boys are hanging low in a warm shower. That's when I do mine.
I don't shave my balls because I don't like how it grows back.
Well, that's why you gotta keep going.
I'm like a porcupine on my pants.
But I like how mine feel when I do it.
And he literally just touched his junk.
And you just gotta be gentle. You can't be like getting the epilady out.
Well, you gotta lift and pull.
You gotta lift
you gotta and flatten out like, the skin.
You do. And I'm not going to go there.
Do you use electric shaver?
No. Not on the balls.
Like, that would turn them on too much.
Well, I mean, but aren't yours big enough that you kind of need like six razors or electric, a weed whacker?
I need a Quattro razor that has the four razors on it.
Shit, Quattro.
For each ball.
Sponsor of Foul Monkeys.
Do you use a Lady Chic? Because it makes it nice and smooth.
I should probably do that. I should probably use a women's.
Do you use Venus?
I've been using Lauren's.
I said no.
I use mine on my face and hers on my balls.
Lauren says she uses Ricky's on her balls.
On her cervix.
She shaves her
on
cherry
her maraschino
out.
Cherry.
That was nasty, you guys. Y'all have to check that out. I mean, that was probably the grossest thing I've seen.
That was
they should show that during sex ed.
Don't have sex.
Because this is what it looks like when you stick your penis on that.
You want to see what a pop cherry looks like? I didn't think so.
So, Snurble, I don't think it's dangerous. I just think you have to do it the right way. Or if you have a loving partner that has gentle hands.
And that you trust them.
Yeah.
Enough.
I've nicked myself once, but it wasn't bad that I wanted to, like, die or anything.
I'm actually, speaking of that, I'm really surprised that there were no booths about shaving at IML. Because I know several people that are really into that. And one, a guy who used to cut my hair, he had considered going...
There was a barber there.
No, he had considered going back to get his barber license to do specifically the old school straight razor shaves.
Oh my God, I would not do that.
I've had one before. It's actually fantastic.
No, down here.
I'm not down there. Oh, but some people like that. But he, because he knew that he was kind of open with his husband anyway. But they had lots of people want that. Lots of people want you to shave them and that kind of stuff. And there's something, I guess, in those circles special about the straight razor.
Have they not seen Sweeney Todd?
God.
Yeah.
Totally. So, if somebody wanted to kill you, they could totally do it.
So we learned today, lady shicks for the balls, no straight razors.
No straight razors and no epilates.
And do it in the evening.
Yes.
And make sure you wear your diva cup.
In a hot shower and wear your diva cup. So I read the news that yesterday Sarah Palin and Donald Trump had a dinner together.
Over pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is that they might be running mates.
What?
So you know what that means, right?
Then
guaranteed
Obama will win.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Really, bitch? You gotta go again.
Here's my thing. I love the whole fact that Trump was all about trying to get the birth certificate. And then now he's gotten us. And then now Obama has got Osama. And he's like, oh, yeah, here's my birth certificate. Sorry, I was a little busy. Love those.
Well, now they're saying that that wasn't really Osama, that dying.
Of course not.
It's a cover-up.
And Elvis is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And JFK
Biggie
is still
and Tupac
alive.
Are still...
Oh, I read an article.
Neck and neck.
About that. They're chilling on some island somewhere.
Right.
No, that's what it was.
With Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain.
No, someone hacked into...
The newspaper or
a
something.
Famous music site or something like that, or a newspaper somewhere, and they actually wrote an article about how Tupac is still alive.
Yes. It was like an actual
legitimate
hack
company that they put it in.
No, it was NPR or PBS.
Oh, and it wasn't written. It was a video, right?
No. It was a story that they posted on PBS's website. It was PBS or NPR. I swear they got legitimately mm-hmm. hacked.
That's crazy. I kind of don't care if they're alive. I don't care. So, do you guys have anything else to say about that? I was just adding stuff.
She scares me, honestly. But after living in Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty is a frightening candidate, too.
Oh, and what's her name? That lady that's from there.
Oh, you mean Michelle Bachman.
Bachman. Mm-hmm.
She's nuts, y'all.
She's crazy.
As James says, she's cray cray.
She cray cray.
She look cray cray.
She cray cray.
Okay.
So y'all, we got some reviews that we want to read on here. We've had two since I think you've been on the show. Maybe three or four.
I think two.
We need more reviews, and I just want to say this right now. We are a 5-star podcast.
Heck yeah, we are.
So there are some other podcasts that you know aren't so. Sorry, but you know they're just as good. But I want more stars. We have 194 ratings with 5-star reviews, and I kind of want 200 by the next time we record. So
we have 194.
Could you please get up on that?
Six.
So we're gonna go to the most recent ones, and of course they're 5 stars because people love us.
Love it.
We have Keep Up the Great Work from MattSky897. I've been listening to the show for about a month now. James and Ricky never fail to make me laugh. I especially enjoy the slight raunchiness of it. 5 stars. Thank you, MattSky897. We appreciate it.
What?
We have a new listener, Peaceful Milwaukee. Hey, Ricky and James. I started listening maybe a couple months ago. I'm not big on podcasts, but I have highly enjoyed you guys. You two are funny, and I enjoy hearing all about what's going on in Chicago. I went there for school and had to take a job in the little Chicago, Milwaukee. Keep on talking about crazy things and adding new and different guests to the show. Peace and love from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Pride Fest.
We're coming out in your way.
Maybe. I don't know. If we do decide to go to Milwaukee, that'd be cool to have like a listener meetup. We could do that.
Yeah.
The third one's saucy.
Should I read the third one?
Why not?
Just say who it's by?
Well, obviously everyone's going to be able to go read it. So.
That is true. I won't say it, but because no one's really going to go read them. So, especially if we read them to them. Hot Mess Good Times. James LeRoy gives good ear head. Lots of podcasts have inside jokes, but at least these girls let you in on it. It's been fun to see this podcast grow over the years, but Chicago truly seems to be the best fit. I'd leave a good review for Ricky, but he already knows he's pretty.
Ooh! Ricky, you pretty.
I'd rather be pretty than stupid.
So stupid. Why is it so stupid?
That's very Italian of you.
Girls, you're white.
How long have we been recording?
What is that from? There's something where that's from.
24.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, there's a like a comedy thing that's from.
But yeah. Oh. It's the two
what
girls.
Is this? Oh, yeah, the two. The Latino girls.
Right. That's stupid.
That's what it's from. I loved the one where they had the
I don't want to say it. We did not steal that from that show.
No.
We are not stealing it. If we stole it from there, if anything, Matt TV.
I just love the. I love that one where they went, they had the tickets, or they were trying to go to the Ricky Martin.
Ricky
concert.
Martin, yes. And no, weren't they in his hotel room
or something?
They had snuck into his hotel room.
I love the spring
Ricky
break.
Ricky Martin.
I love when they had the spring break and they were on the beach for MTV. Uh-huh. Like, shit, or Cabana Chat. The other night, I started laughing, and Bill's like, "You sound like the Cabana Chat lady."
So he drank. Like, but he was so drunk from the dance, and
was it that night?
Yes, and so he had lost his voice because he'd been talking drinking all night, and it was so hot.
And you know he talks to everybody.
So he was talking.
He talks to everybody.
He was talking like this. So then he did.
So you gave like 14 blowjobs in 2 seconds.
Yes, and then 15. And then he laughed while sounding like that, and it was like his like. Whoa! Laugh.
It was my head.
He throws his head back.
But yeah, it's like, ooh, that was total Dixie Wexworth dance.
Where were we?
iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews.
Milwaukee Pride.
Well, please go leave us iTunes reviews. We'll read them. I'm thinking we maybe need to have a contest for that.
I mean, like the contest that no one
responded to.
Like the contest for
you
the
guys,
intro. Or the
we don't have an intro. For... Whatever. We'll work on that. Can we have a contest, please, for iTunes reviews? Because I know more than 194 people listen to this show.
What are you going
to
give them?
A blowjob.
I'm thinking we could give them like...
I'll give them good earhead.
we already do that. I'm thinking a good prize would maybe... I'm going to say this right now. Today's June 1st. You have until June 30th to put in your iTunes reviews. On June 30th or whatever that show that we record.
Between now and June 30th.
You put your iTunes reviews in. I will provide you with a $25 gift card to iTunes. Or nice. Amazon. Whatever you choose.
So you're buying reviews.
Yes. It's a contest. That's what happens.
That's true.
Well, we're not saying that.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So we prefer 5 stars. If you would please leave a 5-star, but if you feel that you need to leave a 1-star, then you can leave one, but you may not win the contest.
Just saying.
So you have a whole month, June 1st to June 30th. Well, whenever this comes out, probably like June 7th, till June 30th, to leave a review
on the proper time since, James is doing this.
Okay. Leave us a review, and at June 30th or the show right after June 30th, we'll put everybody's names in a hat, we'll draw somebody, and you'll win a gift card. And if it's Kyle in Hawaii, you actually have to keep it for yourself and not give it to anybody, even though it's very sweet.
So, speaking about giving it to other buddies, last night we were watching America's Got Talent, and these three little kids, one was like 5, 6, and 7. They were
Wait,
there.
How was 1, 5, 6, and 7?
There were three. There were one three. Was five, one was six.
Yeah.
Don't make me throw my drink in your face.
You're so stupid.
Stupid. So
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. So we were watching it, and these little boys were so cute, and they were rapping.
Hi, right here.
Hi.
And they were rapping about education and such, but they're little kids. It's so cute, but it was so funny. Like, one, first off. They started playing the wrong song, and then they stopped it, and the middle kid goes, wrong track. And everyone died.
Like, die laughing.
Yeah, but the main thing was, Pierce was like, so what would you do? You know the prize is $1 million, so what would you do with it? He goes, I'd buy a big house, get lots of toys, and have every kid who doesn't have a home live there.
Aww,
and I was like,
oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, little kid, I want you.
Yeah, his mama started crying on the on the side.
I would cry too if that was my kid. Was that's like, sweet.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this? The 50 state stereotypes in 2 minutes.
No.
We're gonna play it now.
Is it who does this? Is it the same one that just did the history of planking in 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Because it's funny.
We'll let it jump up here. It's a 2 minutes and 3 seconds, and basically what it does is all the states in alphabetical order, and he's in each state. And he's describing what the state's about. So we'll give it a few seconds. And so you guys do the contest. I would really appreciate it. And I think that would be awesome, right?
That'd be sweet. So when is Milwaukee Pride Fest again?
June 10th through the 13th.
Okay.
Next weekend.
I don't get paid until the 15th.
I get paid that Friday.
No, it's not next weekend, the weekend after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's the first.
We have one more week before we get keys to our apartment.
Mm. Cancer. Busy.
Fuck you.
Busy.
Whatever.
Unless there's going to be pizza and beer, then I mean,
dude, busy. There might be pizza because that one pizza place is just down the
first
street.
Of all, when do you
it's not going to be as close to you as it was.
When do you not come over to my house and eat and drink?
Yeah. Seriously.
It has been a long time, actually, since Easter.
That's true.
Because now y'all are like,
oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a job.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Maybe.
Is? No? Maybe? We need to have a recorded thing. Do, 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 do. Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
They're like technical difficulties.
Our state bird is the NASCAR. I can see seasonal depression from here. Keeping Indians in and Mexicans out.
Great scenery, brilliant people. I'm sorry. We got Walmart, a Mexican bootcamp, computer hippies who really wanted to relax. No! I mean cocaine, but we're also known for skiing. Great schools, because there's nothing else to do. Come, we've got low incorporation fees. No, seriously, please stop. The more north you go, the more south it gets. Atlanta! We're kind of ashamed of the rest of it, though. If you lived here, you'd be lazy, too. Potatoes and Napoleon Dynamite. God, we're cool. Look, a non-corrupt politician for once. So far. You have to drive through us to get somewhere better. 56,000 square miles of dough. White bread's making wheat bread.
Farming from the future. Textbooks from 1925.
Thanks, BP. Like we didn't have enough problems. A wicked lot of moose, eh?
Have Jeeves bring the lobster boat around.
Our chief export is obnoxious Pats fans. Cereal makers? Cereal killers.
Too nice not to elect douchey governor.
I'm gonna need a bigger Bible belt. We're number one in meth. Speed limits don't matter when you're drunk. Footballs, draws, and overall.
Ow!
No problem. Look at all the murders. Half hippie, half French, all upper class. Guidos, turnpikes, leeching off New York. Like regular Mexico, but with more UFOs. World's 14th biggest city, first biggest ego. First in flight and lung cancer. Somehow even worse than South Dakota. People care about us at election time. 10 days tornado free. Dreadlocks on Caucasians. Even our Amish will fight you. No, seriously, we're state. Still accepting Confederate dollars. At least we're not North Dakota. Where white people music comes from. Everything is bigger, even our morons. Multiple homely wives. Gay marriages on maple syrup farms. From center of civilization to Hicksville in 20 minutes flat. Richer hippies in Oregon. The inbred love child of Virginia and D.C. It's too cold to be sober. We don't have any gay cowboys, all right? Okay, maybe.
I thought it was funny.
That is funny.
No, it is funny. I'm just more humored that your listeners have no idea
what state for states. What.
Well, they're in order alphabetically, so I'm going to need you to put them in a list and then listen. It's called The Stereotypes of States. You can probably look it up on YouTube or something. Check it out. Are we in?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. Search for Foul Monkeys or jamesleroyfm.
You can also check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And you can also check our fanbook face page. Our Facebook fan page. Fuck, I can never get that shit right. Fuck. You guys, Pride 48 in September. I think I have that Friday off. So hopefully, maybe we could go.
Maybe.
I can take it off.
Okay. We're going to work on that, and hopefully we can get out there and see a bunch of people, and we can do a live show, because I think it would be funny. As heel.
Reviews.
Leave us a review contest June 1st through June 30th. As many reviews as you can leave, we'll put your name in a hat. Well, not really that you can leave, but we'll put your name in my
pants.
And if you win, you'll get a $25 gift certificate to Amazon.
We'll put your name in my pants, and we'll have a drawing on video.
But then it'll smell like a belly button.
No. Because okay. I will clean.
Whichever one with the most lint wins.
Oh, you know what? We have a phone call.
Oh.
Let's play that real quick.
Goodbye. Just kidding.
Oh. It's 6 minutes long, though. Can't... We can't listen to that.
But I can't believe it.
Yeah,
she Lauren just sent us the movie for the clip.
Linda and Melina in line for Ricky Martin tickets.
Hey, Ricky. Hi, James. This is John in Minnesota. Just giving y'all a call, seeing what's going on. That's really all I got. I don't have much. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Where in Minnesota does John
Minneapolis.
Live? Hey, I lived in Minneapolis. Do I know you?
Probably.
You know Beal?
Hold on.
John, you know Beal? Beal, you know John? John Beal?
John Beal. I miss Minneapolis. I lived there for 2 years. I liked it.
Okay.
He doesn't have any photos of himself, I don't think.
Come on, John.
No, he doesn't.
John, send us pictures of yourself.
Sorry.
What about that one?
Oh, wait, here he is.
What the hell is that?
I think he's watching it. That's him.
John's a bear.
Looks kind of familiar. He's a bear.
He's from Circle something.
You're a bear.
If he's bear, I should totally know him.
Circle Pines or something like that.
I was involved with all that.
You're a bear.
Anyway, John, if you live in Minneapolis, you should check out the Minneapolis Movie Bears. It's a fantastic organization.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
Oh, and thank you for calling, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I'll send you a picture naked or something.
Ew.
He was
getting ready.
He wants it.
You can come down. I'd watch.
Ricky naked? Take the picture?
Well, what no. He said, fucking me, remember?
Hello? No, he said John was going to come down, and I said I would watch. Excuse me. Who sat in their underwear at bingo?
You know how chasers are.
I am totally hooking up next Bear Pride without you then.
Oh, awkward. Bye.
Bye.
We're done.
Oh my god, it looks like a maraschino cherry.